This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بعد اليوم الخامس والعشرون من شهر رجب 1445 الموافق لستة من شهر فبراير 2024 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So today, inshallah, we're dealing with a new chapter which is about al-istikhara wal-mushawara. The chapter will be discussing the istikhara, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best in whatever you are about to do, which you see is to be important to you. Anything that you see to be important to you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advise you to seek the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard. It's a very important topic for every Muslim to understand that we cannot do it alone without the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also taking nasiha from others, mushawara means you go and seek consultation from others. It's also important because you cannot live alone. You have to live with others. Al-insanu madaniyun bi tab'ihi. Naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you as a social being. You're incomplete. You need your brothers and sisters to see the weaknesses in you and to fix it for you. To tell you where are the areas where you're supposed to fix yourself. And when you decide to do something which is very important, you get those people who are very close to you and ask them to guide you, you know, to advise you whether to go for it or to stay away from it. That's all. Okay, so As-salamu. So this is a very important chapter, as I said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises on how to seek the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we see to be important for us, and also to seek advice of others, those people who you believe can advise you wisely. Yeah, because when you look for advice, you should be very careful and take the advice of those people who are smart, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will advise you, you know, while fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. But there are some people who will not guide you to that which they know to be the best. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-mustashar mu'taman. Because sometimes I might not be doing something, but you ask me to advise you on how to approach that thing, and I know Islamically, and I know even dunya wise, it's better for you to do it. I cannot advise you to do what I'm doing. You get the idea? I have to advise you to do the correct thing, whether I'm doing it or I'm not. Because al-mustasharu mu'taman, I'm supposed to be acting as Amin, somebody who is trustworthy. Yeah, that's why that person comes to me to tell him the truth. Whether I am doing it or I'm not doing it, it doesn't matter. But I have to tell him the truth. Because I will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on whatever guidance I gave this person who approached me seeking my advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. He's commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek the advice of the companions. Don't forget this is Rasulullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him and advising him to sit with the companions and discuss these matters and listen to their advices and approach. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example in this regard. He does it in the best way. He's our best and a role model in everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Mashawirun fil amr." If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be advised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the mashwa, you know, to seek the advice of the companions, what do you think about us? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam might say he doesn't need, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always on his side and can tell him what is better for him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we always mention, he wants the system to function normally. You know, if everything is going to be given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he moves out of this life, where do we get the correct approach? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us on how to deal with matters, you know, by our own self, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive or he is dead. So if he is commanded to go and ask the companions, you know, to advise him on important matters, what do you think about an individual among us? So it's very important for you to have somebody that you sit with him, you know, to discuss important matters. But as I said, this person has to be very smart person and somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, this is really necessary. Smart and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who thinks looking at the future, deciding while looking at the future. You get an idea. So these are the kind of people that you need, you know, because they don't focus and advise you based on the current situation. You know, they look at what could possibly happen in the future and advise you. Yeah. And that was what we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was advising Abdullah ibn Amr not to pray in the way he is praying. Abdullah ibn Amr is to pray the whole night, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this is wrong. And Abdullah ibn Amr was telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I can do more than that," when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to reduce the amount of the days he is fasting, you know, because he fasts every day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "No, don't do that." What is he looking at? The future. Abdullah ibn Amr is going to age, he might not be able to do it. But Abdullah ibn Amr was a very young person, thinking, you know, in the way young people think, you know, you just look at the current benefit. And he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I can do more than that." But then he understood what was the intention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afterwards. SubhanAllah. He regretted. And he used to say that, "I wish I took the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he first advised me." وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising the believers. He says one of the good behavior of the believers is that أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. They always consult each other. They always consult each other. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And when you have shura, that means unity exists. When you have shura, that means unity exists. So these are the two ayat quoted by Imam al-Nawawi. After that, he mentioned the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah. قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن ويقول إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة ثم ليقول. Jabir ibn Abdullah said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us al-istikhara. Al-istikhara means dua al-istikhara. Al-istikhara, dua al-istikhara. The dua you're doing for the istikhara. What does that mean? It means you are seeking the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best. Yeah, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best. Why do you need that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allam al-Ghuyub. Allah is Allam al-Ghuyub. He's all-knowing. He created everything and he knows everything. Things that exist and things that will exist in the future. And things that are existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. With no restriction. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limit. He knows everything. I don't know the future. near future, the long-term future, I don't know. What exactly can happen? You know, according to my expectation and my analysis, this thing is going to be good for me, even in my future. That's what my analysis is leading me to believe in, that this is going to be good for me. And as such, I made my choice on that. And then how many times you did everything possible and then you regret, you fail. I'm pretty sure if you know what will happen in the future, you will never do it. I just want you to see the importance of the istikhara, because you are asking somebody who knows the future to choose for you the best if this is going to benefit you in your future. If it is going to benefit you in the future, to choose for you that one. And since you don't know whether it is good or bad, you know, even the thing itself, even without thinking about the future, it might not be good. You see, that's good, but it's not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you might dislike something, but it is better for you. And you might love something, but it is bad for you. SubhanAllah, a lot of times, you know, you don't like something, but at the end of the day, you're so happy that you got it, you know. But at first you don't like it, you hate it, you don't want to see, but that's the only thing that comes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you don't know. You might like something, but it's not good. You might hate something, but it's good for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He's the one who is telling us this, He says, Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you don't know. It is always like that. Allah knows and we don't know. That's why Allah says, وَلَا يُنَبِّيُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. You will never get correct and accurate information about something that is better than what Al-Khabir is giving you. Al-Khabir here is Allah, the one whose knowledge is so deep, you know, deeper than what you can ever imagine. Very comprehensive. No limit. You want an accurate information about anything? Take that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you. So istikhara is very important to avoid regretting in the future. Because bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, if you do it correctly, inshallah, you will never regret in the future. Whatever you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, put you in, inshallah will be the best place for you. So take this matter seriously, because I know that istikhara, usually we do istikhara when? When do we do istikhara? No. When we are in trouble, yeah. That's the closest, honest answer. Istikhara, yes, marriage, you know. But even in the marriage, usually we go for the istikhara when somehow you don't like to go for it, you know. Yeah, but istikhara is not supposed to be like that. Istikhara is supposed to be the first time you want to go for the marriage. Whether this girl is this or that, you know, this boy is this or that, you just go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to choose for you. Because you don't know. Yeah. Based on your search, something might be good, everything might be fine, but unfortunately, at the end of the day, you know, you fail. When you meet them, you come and see different from what you are expecting to see. So istikhara is not for marriage, it's for everything. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell them, whenever one of you wants to do something that is important to him, whenever one of you wants to do something that is important to him, then he goes for the istikhara. You want to do business, do istikhara, whether it is good for you or bad. You know, you want to take somebody as your friend, you know, do istikhara. A friend here, I'm talking about a close friend, the person that you hang around with, do istikhara. You want to join a university, you have many different types of choices, you know, do istikhara. Whatever thing that is important in your life, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best. Because Allah, you don't know, something that you belittle might be the thing that will disturb your life, will cause you a lot of depression and stress in your life. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to step in, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you will not regret, insha'Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us istikhara fil umuri kulliha. He says in all of our affairs. Yeah, he said in all of our affairs. However, istikhara is restricted to things which you don't know whether they're good or they're bad. Whether they're good or they're bad. I told you, Ramadani, come let's go for Hajj. Well, I do istikhara first. Ramadani, read Quran, I do istikhara first. Is he right? He's not, because we know that reading Quran, going for Hajj, you know, is always good. Always good. Praying Jama'ah, I do istikhara first. Good idea. So istikhara is in dunya matters, which we're not sure. Things that Allah advises us to do, things that Allah commands us to do, these ones are beneficial to us in all time. They can never be bad for us if we do them correctly. Yeah? They can never be bad for us if we do them correctly. So please do understand my statement, because sometimes we blame, you know, some our scholars when they got some health problem, you know, we blame that they don't sleep nice, you know, they don't do this and that. You know, SubhanAllah, in the past, they used to sleep very little. So what happened nowadays when somebody doesn't sleep and then he got problem? When you apply the same method they're applying, you know, what happens? So I always say that you have to look at the life of this person. Most likely he's not doing things correctly. I have some additional supplements that you take in order to keep you awake. You're trying to interfere the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in you. Those people, they don't do that. Yeah. They did it correctly. That's why they managed to succeed in that. So I do believe you cannot follow the sunnah correctly and get into trouble. There is no way for you to follow the sunnah correctly and get into trouble. If you see yourself getting into trouble, trust me, go and check properly. Most likely you're not doing it correctly. There is no way for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to advise you and then get into trouble. No way. So you have to check and see what exactly is missing in your action. Most likely there is something which you're doing which is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded to do. That's why you get into trouble. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them to do the istikhara in everything. Kasurati min al-Quran. Just like the way he teach them in the Quran, he used to teach them istikhara. That's how important it is, dua. ويقول إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة. And he used to say that if one of you wants to do something, he should pray two rakat other than the farida, other than the wajib prayers. He should pray two rakat other than the wajib prayer. So that means I cannot pray istikhara, I cannot do the istikhara after the fajr prayer, right? After Jummah prayer. He can't, because he says two rakat other than the farida. The two rakat, they shouldn't be wajib prayers. They have to be sunnah prayers. So any sunnah prayer, I can do istikhara in those sunnah prayers. قَالَ فَلْيَرْكَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيدَةِ ثُمَّ لِيَقُلْ. So after you pray these two rakat, and then you should say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْتَخِرُكَ بِعِلْمِ. Where are you going to say this? Or when are you going to make this dua? Are you going to recite this dua after you finish the prayer or in the prayer? You have controversy among the scholars, but Wallahu A'lam, the closest opinion might be the one that says you do it at the end of your prayer before you say As-Salaamu Alaykum. Right after you finish the Shashahud, you do the Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you make your dua, you know, the last thing you do before you say Salaam, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmik. You make the dua. That's the most appropriate place for the dua. And this is simply because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you should say at the end of your prayer, and duburu shay'i akhiru. The end of everything is the last part of it. So it is connected to it. It is connected to it. You get it? So you do it at the last part of your prayer before you say the salam. However, since there are some scholars who said you can also do it after the prayer, if you find somebody who is doing it after the prayer, inshallah, it's okay, bi-idhnillah. But the best or choose for every one of us is to make that dua inside your prayer before you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So you make that dua. The Prophet ﷺ said, he used to say, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmi wa astaqdiruka bi qudratik wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdir wa ta'lam wa la a'lam wa anta a'lamu al-ghuyub. Allahu Akbar. You should say, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmi. Ya Allah, I'm using your knowledge, you know, to seek your advice, you know, through your knowledge. It's like you are making tawassul, using the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek, support and the selection and the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you concerning this matter. Right? So you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you. But you are doing this request through the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْتَقْدِرْكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. And also you are doing it through the ability and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give and to choose for you the best. Because Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qadir to choose for you the best and make you happy with it. Yeah, because this is very important. You know. This ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to get the best choice and the best option and Allah making you happy with it. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Ya Allah, I am asking from that virtue, you know, the fadl that you bestowed your good servants amongst your creations. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. And then subhanallah, you do the tabi'ah. You say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you confess, you say, Ya Allah, you are able and I'm incapable. I don't have ability. And that's true. It's no mujamala, it's not anything. You Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able and you're not able. Now, when you talk about the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power, wa qudra is useless if it doesn't even exist. So you say, Ya Allah, fa innaka taqdir wa la aqdir. Wa ta'alam wa la a'lam. Ya Allah, you know and I don't know. Wa anta allamul ghuyub. He said, Ya Allah, you are the allamul ghuyub, the knower of all of the unseen. Al-ghayb maghab anna. In the future, in the present, whatever is hidden from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Wa anta allamul ghuyub. Allahumma in kunta ta'alam anna hadha al-amra khayra li fi dini wa ma'ashi. إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه. And then you say, Ya Allah, إن كنت تعلم. Ya Allah, if you already decree and you know that this thing, and then you mention it, whatever is that. Get it? You mention it, whatever is that. Or marriage with somebody, a particular person, you mention that person. You know, you want a business with somebody, you mention that person. You want a friendship with somebody, you mention that person. You want a journey to a place, you mention that. You want to go to a university, or you want to make a selection, which faculty you should go for, which discipline you should choose, you mention that one. Ya Allah, if you know that this thing that I'm going for, خَيْرٌ لِي فِيدِي وَمَعَشْ. Ya Allah, it's very important. It's better for me. It's good for me in my religion. You know, subhanAllah, I started with the religion. Yeah. This is the first thing you should be checking. This thing, is it good for a religion or not? You know that we do have jobs nowadays. If you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly on time, this job is not for you. All the people I know who we know them to be okay, they couldn't handle that job. They had to leave. Yeah. Because the management doesn't agree with you to go and pray. Even to go and pray, it is always an issue. So as a Muslim, why do you go for that job? Why do you go for that job. Allahumma, except the person is in a sit darura, we talk about life or death, yes, he can go and do everything and try his best to see how to pray and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within his capability. So that's why whatever you're doing, the first thing you have to check, this thing, is it going to be good for my religion or not? This is the smartest decision, because Allah did not create you for that job. He created you for which job? To worship him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah brought you here to worship him. Therefore, as a Muslim, anything that contradicts this main objective of your creation, you have to keep it aside. There shouldn't be any second thought. You must keep it aside and go with the objective. As a Muslim, you have to stick to those things which are not, you know, going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in istikhara, the first thing he said, Ya Allah, if this thing is going to be good for my religion, إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خَيْرٌ لِفِدِينِي وَمَعَاشِ in my life. You know, good for your religion first, and also good for me in my normal life. Yeah, this one is also going to be important because it is going to cause you stress and depression in the future. وَعَاقِبَةَ أَمْرِي and my future. أَوْ قَالَ عَاجِلِهِ وَآجِلِهِ or the present and the future. So what left? Nothing. If it is good in my religion, good in my life, good in the future, good in the present, what else? You will lie. If Allah wants to choose for you, bi-iznillahi azza wa jalla, you will never regret. قَالَ خَيْرُ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَأَقِبَةَ أَمْرِي فَقْدِرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي. Ya Allah, let me get it. Faqduhuli means, Ya Allah, let it be part of my decree. I mean, your decree for me. Your qadr for me. Ya Allah, prescribe it for me. Let me get it. Wa yassirhuli, make it easy for me to get it. Make the way to it easy for me. Thumma barik li fi, Ya Allah, put barakah in it. Imagine if this dua is accepted. Alhamdulillah, you succeed. Bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you will never face a problem in your marriage. But you have to do it correct. You have to do it with sincerity. You have to know what you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do it. And you have to be honest when you're doing istikhara. Don't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala half-half. With a strong fear that He might not choose you with this one. And you are asking, whether you're insisting from your heart that you want this, you want that. I told you some made some modification. They don't want the istikhara. They want to go with their own version. Ya Allah. This is one of them was telling me. He says, can I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this rather than istikhara? Because he's scared. If he does the istikhara, most likely he will not. So he told me, he said, is it okay for me to make the dua like this? Ya Allah, you are all powerful. You have the ability to change anything you want. Although this girl is bad, well, these are his words. He says, although this girl, he said, you have ability to change her. Ya Allah, fix her and let me marry her. You know, he doesn't want to go with that one. SubhanAllah. That's a real maskana. So that's why you have to go with all of your heart. You just want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you and make you satisfied with whatever He has chosen for you. قَالَ وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرُّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَقِبَةِ أَمْرِي أَوْ قَالَ عَاجِلِهِ عَاجِلِ أَمْرِي وَآجِلِهِ قَالَ فَاسْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَاصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَاقْدِرْهُ أدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أبدني به. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should say, Ya Allah, if you know that this is not good for me in my religion, in my life, in my future, my present, Ya Allah, take me away from it. Ya Allah, take it away from me. SubhanAllah, this is very good because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, might decree that you will not get it, but it sticks to your brain. How many times a person gets disturbed? He wants to marry, but then it wasn't written for him. The girl married somebody else, or the boy married somebody else, but they get disturbed for ages. They have to go for consultation after consultation. It's really a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it from you and let you think about some other things. And that's the smartest way of doing it. You try your best, you couldn't get it, close the page and move forward, you know. We have so many other options in this dunya. Why do you need to stick to one that you don't even know whether it's good or bad? And you disturb your life. And at the end of the day, you still don't get it. So then you say, Ya Allah, take it away from me and take me away from it. And Ya Allah, prescribe for me whatever is good for me. Ya Allah, choose for me whatever is good for me. ثم أرضني به. And Ya Allah, make me happy and pleased with that. SubhanAllah. So this is what you have been missing if you just go ahead and make your own choice without seeking the selection and the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your affairs. And the scholars have mentioned that istikhara, before you do it, if you have other people to go and consult, it's better for you to go to them first. Talk to the people, finish with all the consultations that you want to do with human beings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be the last. Because they see it as qillat adab after you consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you go and ask other people. There are some scholars who said no, starting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best. Although I choose the first one, but there are some of our great scholars who believe that you start with istikhara first and then you go to others. But I think the first one is more appropriate. You finish all of the consultations and then you go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best. And then you follow whatever you feel satisfied. That's it. You're not going to see any dream, you're not going to see anything. You just follow whatever you feel okay. And bi-ithnillahi azza wa jalla, you will not regret. As I always mention, sometimes you might go for something and then you it doesn't work. You marry, but it doesn't work. After a few days, you divorce. Some people might say that this istikhara failed. No, istikhara never fails. As long as you do it correctly, it doesn't fail. But subhanAllah, these are matters of experiences. There might be something there. Trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to learn. Only after you go through this, you can get that lesson. You will become an expert. Test, and also you learn great lessons which you might not be able to get them all except if you go through that thing which you call a failure. So istikhara, as long as you do it correctly, bi-ithni al-wahid al-ahad, it will never fail. So therefore, I really advise you, whatever you're going to do which is important in your life, istikhara should be the most important, means of support you're using to get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you start executing your plan. So I guess this is the best place to stop, inshallah. In the next class, we will move on to the next chapter about changing the way on the day of Eid. You use a way to reach the masjid, when you're coming back, you use another way. So we will deal with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in that manner. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with you wherever you are. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-Mu'uthu rahmatil alameen nabina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa ba'd. Somebody was asking about istikhara for the one who doesn't know how to read, doesn't know Arabic. My advice, if he can memorize and if he can read, take the book in the last part of your prayer and read the dua through the book rather than using your language. Because majority of the scholars disagree with any language other than the Arabic language to be placed in the prayer. So have it written in the last part of your prayer and then you read it inshallah. Ask somebody to tell you. We have a lot of people who speak Arabic. If it is too secret, I think Google can help in this.
Do we help someone? Do we do istikhara or do we just...
This one is asking, if I want to help somebody, do I do istikhara or just help him? It depends on what he is asking for. You get an idea? A poor person comes and he's in need and he asks you to help him. And you know he's poor, you know he's in need. You don't do istikhara for this. Get an idea? But somebody wants to do something which you're not sure whether it's good for him or bad. You do istikhara before you help him. Yeah. You're not sure whether what he's going to do is good or bad. You get it? Or a fasiq is looking for support. You're not sure whether he would use your money in the wrong way or he was using it right way. I mean, this is when he is asking about something big. But if he is asking you for food, give him. It's better to give him, actually. It brings his heart closer to the guidance between Allah Azza wa Jalla. So normal charity that you know that this person is in need, you don't go for istikhara. At any time, you know that giving charity is good. And it's okay, they're going to use it the right way. You don't go for istikhara, you just give, you know. Making dua between adhan wa iqamah, is it only restricted to those people who are in the masjid or applicable to everyone? And inshallah, it's applicable to everyone, even the masjid. I don't have any evidence that's restricted to them, people in the masjid.
To do istikhara at every step of the important matter, meaning you do istikhara more than once, is it
correct? No problem. Doing istikhara more than once, as long as the doubt still exists, uncertainty still exists, you repeat the istikhara. Other than that, one is more than enough. Get it? You do it once, that's it. But if you're still not sure, you are not satisfied, you know, with any of the two choices, you repeat the istikhara. The idea? Even if they're going to do it several times, it doesn't matter, inshallah.
Making friends, when do we do istikhara? When making friends, when do we do istikhara?
You join the place, you come to a university for instance, and you don't know who to hang around with. Yeah, that is somebody who you are having some doubt to come closer to him. Yeah, do istikhara. It's a very important matter because you don't know. This person might be bad. How many people became bad and corrupt because of their friend? Yeah. So you really need to ask Allah SWT to choose for you, you know, to guide you whether to take him as your close friend or not. You know, so this is a very serious matter. The same way you do it, and it's a khara also, this one also you do. Finish. Okay, alhamdulillah. I guess we have come to the end of our class today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with all of you. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeer. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.